All right, so welcome back to the Beast Gang podcast, and we're going to talk again about the Netflix Internet Storm movie, Bird Box. And Keith, what did you think of Bird Box?
I thought the premise was interesting, and it was actually going well for a little bit, but then it started to devolve into... let me start with the good. Sandra Bullock was great. Actually, the casting was pretty good. It began to fall into a caricature. While Sandra Bullock's character was pretty nuanced, her emotional attachment to the kids unfolded naturally through the movie, and you understood what was going on with her. The whole end of the world scenario didn't make sense to me. Like, what was going on with the entity? And that black dude who was sitting there explaining all this stuff, the Safeway... That dude, I wanted him done immediately. Like, I was just wishing every time he opened his mouth that, like, a giant phantom hand would just reach out and rip his throat out. I mean, that dude's just irked.
Well, what I was telling James at that point, that movie started going to a comedy route. Like, the way that he was describing it, it's like, yeah, that's the entity. Like, things happen.
Yeah. He's like, it was called Many Things on Earth, and I've written a book about this, and my book and my screenplay talks about this very scenario. And I'm like, come on now. You get into the same situation with this very clown. Throw that clown out. He was so cowardly, it made me sick. And then you had John Malkovich's character, who I found entertaining.
And he was an asshole, but he was a smart fucker.
He was the most pragmatic character in the whole thing, because he and Sandra Bullock's character connected several times. And he connected actually with all of them at some point or other. I liked it when it was them in the house. I wanted to see how that whittled down to just her and the children. We see what happens and stuff. But, I mean, that girl Olympia, you guys know I hate movies, especially horror movies, where the plot is accelerated or progressed by stupid decisions. And I'm just sitting there fuming. I'm just going off. And my family just clamping their hands over my mouth because I was just going nuts. I was like, this is just pissing me off. Telling them to get out, to die, throwing stuff at the TV. I'm done. I can't deal with that mess.
That was very predictable.
Well, one thing that I brought up on the original podcast, and I had directed this to Matt, because I know Matt watches a lot of Walking Dead. Did you see any parallels between that and The Walking Dead, like, just there being archetypes of characters that at some point they fully play out their archetypes?
It was clear to do Tom was the Rick of the group, the leader, because he stepped up immediately, held the peace, set the plan no matter how dumb it was, got everybody working and everybody doing different things. You had the nurturer, the caretaker, you had the witness, who was basically the audience. Everything is seen through that person's eyes. The audience sees everything through that person's eyes. It definitely did have that, but at time, as shit hit the fan and things just start to fall to pieces, it got to be Sandra Bullock and just those two kids, which I found as compelling, but there wasn't enough time with that. The other thing was that you knew the rules for this mysterious entity, but you didn't understand what the heck, like, how this came about. Like, with The Walking Dead, you know that it's zombies. It's some kind of bacteria going around. They come back to life as zombies. We don't know how, but we know why. That's the problem. We don't know how this entity got here, and we don't know why this entity is doing whatever it's doing. You got to give us something. At least tell us how it got there. A meteorite impacted here.
I'm fine with it not describing that. What I'm not fine with is the movie breaking its own rules. Again, if you look outside, look up at the sky, you go crazy.
No, it's got to be that thing, whatever that invisible entity, you have to see the invisible entity, apparently.
Invisible entity is everywhere, because when the one dude came into the house, started opening up all the windows, it didn't really matter as long as he looked outside. But everything played out the way that the movie wanted it to play out, unless you were criminally insane.
But there were a couple of tense moments. But as James said, it was predictable. You knew what was going to happen. Like, when they got to that sanctuary or whatever, I understood the twist with it. Oh, okay. Of course it would be this thing. And you didn't understand why it was that birds reacted to this entity. You just know they did. It doesn't make any sense and stuff. So I just kind of dismiss it. Now I get this thing like maybe a 5. Like, I get a 5.5 because I watched it with my family and we had fun. And it was more fun watching their reactions to it, going off about it, than anything else. So, but if I've been watching it by myself, I'd probably give it a 0.
The news cycle for this movie is where the importance of this movie comes from, because as I said before, Netflix puts out a lot of stuff. A lot of it's not good, but it still comes out. Most of the stuff does not get the news cycle that this movie had, and some of that stuff is a little bit better than this, but I'm like, why this movie?
Sandra Bullock.
Sandra Bullock. Sandra Bullock, you may not like all of her stuff, but she does do quality stuff. And I was a little harsh when I said I gave it a zero. Sandra Bullock was good in this movie. She did not play the typical character she normally plays. She was believable in that character, as was emotionally detached because of all the traumatic events. I can't hate on the reasons why. It's a good film, and it's actually pretty popular because Sandra Bullock is popular as heck. I mean, she's pretty much the only reason anyone watched that Ocean's 8 mess. But I don't think anyone really watched that today.
I saw it.
Did you like
it? No, I didn't like it.